Here's a segue you're going to love. While politicians engage in high-level summitry of an operatic sort, we turn to another instrument of power, one that you'll know is popular on The Takeaway, the banjo. Songwriter and banjo player Abigail Washburn is being sponsored by the State Department to carry out a groundbreaking diplomatic mission. She's been speaking to Matt Wells from our partner, the BBC.
My name's Abigail Washburn, and I'm getting ready to embark on a journey of, along the old Silk Road from Hohhot, Mongolia, to the far reaches of Xinjiang province, and I'm bringing my banjo and an incredible band of five musicians. I've been touring China every year for the past 8 years, and I've been going to China for the last 15. I majored in Chinese in college, and as soon as I started playing the banjo, the first song that spilled out of me was in English, and the second was in Chinese. I think it's fair to say it's a creative mission, but it's also a diplomatic one in the sense that it's an arrangement between the State Department and the Chinese government. So far, I've seen a schedule that where the local Ministry of Cultures in each town put together an itinerary for us, and I saw that in Lanzhou, we're probably going to have a collaboration with the Ningxia dance and song troupe. And in Hohhot, we're going to work with some of the star folk music students.
If there was a cultural ambassador, but can you really avoid the politics? I mean, it must be very hard.
I don't find avoiding politics hard when you're creating music. It's a creative act. That's the beauty of it. That's the reason it brings peace and harmony.
Do you hear a music in the language sort of intrinsically? Is it something which you find fits well with the simple American folk melodies that you've come to know and love?
Literally, the pluck of a banjo string matches the syllabic quality of how you speak Chinese. So, example, like guo means country. And if you just pluck a string and go guo, consonant, vowel, open-ending, word, put it on top of a banjo pluck, and they literally, it's a beautiful marriage.
Bright morning stars are rising.
My current record, aptly titled City of Refuge. This tour along the Silk Road is going to be very heavily featuring, I guess you could say, a lot of the music from City of Refuge and that theme of belonging and searching. There's also a song on there that is actually features my friends who are from Mongolia in a Mongolian string band called Hangai. They throat sing a pad underneath a whole song that's a traditional Appalachian gospel hymn.
Oh, where are our dear mothers?
It's sort of almost received wisdom now that the 21st century is going to be China's century in it. America's handing the baton over. Is that something that you can see any truth in?
I like to believe that we're actually able to think outside of the hegemonic superpower box. I'd like to see it come more from a place of appreciation for aesthetic and culture and roots and tradition.
So cool the rhetoric and the competition and start to just listen more to each other.
Listen. Absolutely.
That report from Matt Wells, correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.